I'm Jeb Sharp with The World. It was the umbrellas that got me. That was all you could see in the photo taken from above. Thousands of umbrellas filling the streets of Warsaw. And below them, thousands of women protesting a proposal to ban abortions in Poland. All abortions, no matter the circumstances. The measure would also punish women who got an abortion and doctors who performed one with up to 5 years in jail. And guess what? It seems to have worked. Conservative leaders now say they don't support a total ban anymore and that the women's protests taught us humility. One of those Polish women who took to the streets was Magda Strzeszniak. Magda, how do you feel about the news?
Well, on one hand, I feel very positive that a social protest, which was indeed very large in size, actually worked. On the other hand, I'm not super optimistic about what the conservative government is up to. So I'm not so sure whether they will back out completely or whether they're actually planning to propose a new abortion bill, which will still kind of try to curb abortions, which are now actually, Poland's abortion law is pretty restrictive already because it only allows abortions in cases of rape, incest, and danger to the mother's life or irreparable damage to the fetus. So we still have a very, very restrictive abortion right now.
Where do women in Poland get abortions if they need them?
Even if they're in this position that they actually could get a legal abortion, so they either have been raped or there is danger to their lives, very often doctors refuse to perform abortions, quoting their conscience or their Catholic faith. And then women are forced, due to lack of time, they're forced to look for other places. So there is, of course, a massive abortion underground which performs abortions illegally and often in circumstances that are very dangerous for women. Women who can afford to travel and can afford to pay for abortions often travel to neighboring countries, so to the Czech Republic, to Slovakia, or to Germany.
So presumably, from your point of view, even without this proposal to ban all abortions, there is a political fight over the right to abortion anyway.
Sure. Yes, of course.
So what is next, do you think, given that you protested, the government backed off, but it's not exactly clear what proposals will go forward?
I think the protests will go on, and I think that something has changed in the atmosphere in Poland. Something has changed in the public sphere. I've been to many demonstrations, both for women's rights and LGBT equality parades and so on, and I have never felt the sort of energy that one felt on the streets in Warsaw on Monday. There was this real sense of urgency, of anger, but also a real sense of community and sisterhood. So I think this is something that, even if the government backs off, I think this is something that won't just go away and that protests will continue and that women in Poland will fight for a more liberal abortion law.
And how do you explain that, energy?
I think that there was a real sense that we are not being listened to and that there's a real new feeling and maybe a new social movement that has appeared over the last few weeks. We saw a lot of girls from junior high school and high school, a lot of university students, so people in their teens, or girls and women in their teens and in their early 20s, who felt that something needs to be done and that a real political goal can also be achieved.
Magda Strzeszniak in Warsaw, thank you.
Thank you so much.